Thank you, Charlie. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-ba-bum, bum, ba-bum. Bum, bum, bum. Ba-ba-bum, bum, ba-bum. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the aroma of love. The Don and Mike Show.
I didn't ask you, you poop.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's the line right now.
Line.
Line from Vegas. Patriots are favored by 20.5 points over the Eagles.
Reachable.
Deal with it, folks.
Yeah.
All right, here's a guessing game for you. The writer's strike continues.
Uh-huh.
The TV writer's strike. How many episodes are left of your favorite shows?
And it all varies, right?
Yep. Well, let me see. It goes from 0 episodes to 15.
Oh, okay. That's a significant differential.
Mm-hmm. I bet you know that the one show that's already run out of new episodes?
The Office?
Yep.
Right. Damn it.
Correct. How many left for Desperate Housewives?
I'm going to say one.
Mike, good news for you. There's 3 left.
Oh, thank God, especially with Dana Delaney on the cast.
A lucky break.
You know, rather than just turn this into a stupid guessing game, here you go. There's 2 left of Earl, mm-hmm. 2 left of 2.5 Men,
mm-hmm.
3 left of Desperate Housewives, back to you, Grey's Anatomy and House,
mm-hmm.
4 left of Shark, 30 Rock, Brothers and Sisters, 5 left of Bones, Chuck, House, Prison Break.
What about Hannah Montana?
It never runs out.
Ugly Betty.
Ah, yes.
Hey, Hannah Montana, was that just another lie that we heard that we were going to get a pair of those tickets to give away?
We'll have them the first week in December.
The first week in December?
The live show from Hannah Montana?
Yeah, wow. Because the thing now is, around the country, no matter what disc jockeys do, parents humiliate themselves to get these freaking tickets.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there was some guy in Tampa or somewhere that stood outside with a diaper on, like with his hand on a tree for 6 days in a row.
Hannah Montana is hot.
Watch what you say, Mike.
I mean the ticket.
How do you mean that?
I mean the ticket.
I don't.
I got a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old daughter.
We know that.
There are 7 Boston Legals left.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's good news.
That's okay.
Hey, there's 7 carpoolers left.
That's a fabulous program.
There's 10 episodes of Cavemen left.
What do they do? Just shoot Cavemen all during the summer? Well, they put them all, or what?
They don't have to shoot it. They just have to have the script.
There's 10 of The Simpsons that are already in the can.
Right.
Now we're going to move to the ones that have a lot left.
11. Cavemen takes such a long time to write. I'm surprised that we've got 10 left.
With 11 left, you have Kayville on Fox, mm-hmm. King of the Hill. Then, with 13 left, you have American Dad, another cartoon, done way in advance. 14 episodes left, Men in Trees, with Anne Heche.
Lucky us.
God, it's like the sucky shows are lingering.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 15 new episodes never been aired of Everybody Loves Chris.
I'm good with that.
Everybody Hates Chris. I'm sorry, I got that one backwards.
That's the most underestimated show on television, in my opinion.
You know, it speaks to how they do this. They're not all uniform as far as the way they produce these shows.
Right.
Like The Office, for example, you would think that they'd maybe have a little bit of preparation, but that they also respond to the times more mm-hmm. than any other shows.
But I think we've discussed this, NBC misplayed it because they doubled up on The Office all year long. Like, they shot the wad in the first 2 months.
I was trying to think, how many times did they do that? 4 or 5 episodes?
Or 5 at least.
So they could have 5 more episodes ready to go.
Okay.
That list, I think the important point there is about 7 episodes. I think the shows that have fewer than 7 episodes, you may be trouble. But I just have this hunch that the strike's going to be settled in time to rescue the rest of the shows.
Do you base your hunch on any kind of facts at all?
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this soon, but they're going to start talking again. That's a good sign.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're not even going to start talking until after the holiday, right?
Yeah, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Let me see. Heroes.
Could be a Christmas miracle.
You know, I don't watch Heroes, but I would think that this would screw up Heroes. There's only 3 left.
Right.
And
that's a problem.
That's a serialized save the cheerleader, save the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Heroes was falling off ratings-wise dramatically this
year. Yeah, it just didn't hold the audience.
What is Dirty Sexy Money.
A bad primetime soap opera starring one of the guys from 6 Feet Under.
Well, good news, there's 11 of those.
Yeah, lucky us again.
What That's not to be confused with Dirt, the Courtney Cox show that already has been canceled, right? Or is it still on?
It's coming back, but because of the strike, for a limited number of episodes.
Are you still watching Nip Tuck?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact.
I gave that one shot like last week, and it couldn't have sucked enough.
I thought it started weak this season, but now it's getting better,
okay.
I think.
All right.
Here is Jimmy Kimmel last night during the music awards that were on. Here is Jimmy Kimmel riffing about the writer's strike, which we were just talking about right here.
This is going to be a little bit loose tonight because I'm a member of the Writers Guild, and we're on strike. And so I'm on strike. I mean, it may not look like it, but I'm striking right now in my heart.
Strike.
So I was not allowed to write any jokes for tonight's event, which is good for those of you here in the front area, but bad really for the rest of the world who has to sit through made-up crap.
Yeah. All right. So good for Jimmy Kimmel for getting on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Celine Dion for a couple of seconds, the Praying Mantis, on that show last night with her new whatever her new... Her new not a ballad song
her
is
album?
Yeah, her rock album, and then they ran a commercial that made my jaw drop. It for here in D.C. the local commercial said Celine Dion coming to Washington D.C. See Celine Dion tickets go on sale Saturday. You know when the concert is?
When?
September of next year.
Wow. September of next year.
September of next year.
Yeah. Oh wait.
Yeah, oh, wait, and they're selling the tickets, going on sale Saturday.
They always do that when I buy her tickets. They always do. Okay. You know, I mean, if you want something, you know, good things come to those who wait. That's the way I feel. And I'm crushed about my upcoming trip out to Vegas. Because
that she's not going to be there?
No, they take performers, much like, most people in the country, they have their little Thanksgiving breaks as well. But it hasn't stopped the review shows, and I'm counting on perhaps seeing the amazing Jonathan. I'm looking for that.
If you're lucky.
It'll be a weekend of Tony Braxton and the amazing Jonathan.
And Danny Gans.
Danny Gans, and of course, then I'll see Frank, Sammy, and Dean at the small casino right on the Strip.
Who has the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip?
Don, the best 10 o'clock show on the Strip.
George Wallace.
Right. What is this tape, Robbie, that says, insane Texas 911 call?
That is a 911 call from Texas, and it's crazy. It's a
thank you.
Way to sweat the details.
I just vasectomied your microphone.
You'll like it. It's a guy. It's not the guy from the Saints, but it's a guy called Joe Horn.
Okay, a guy named Joe Horn.
He's 64.
He's 64.
And if you listen to it, you'll enjoy it. He wants to take the law into his own hands.
All right, he's calling a 911 in Texas.
All right.
Pass in 911. What is your emergency?
Burglars breaking into a house next door. I've got a shotgun. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to stop them?
Nope. Don't do that.
Hurry up, man. Catch these guys, will you? Because I ain't going to let them go. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to let them go. I'm not going to let them get away with it.
Stay on the phone with me until we get someone right over there, okay? Don't hang up.
I'm not hanging up, but I'm telling you right now, I don't like this kind of stuff, man. This is ridiculous.
Yes, sir, it is.
Broad daylight. I don't know if they're armed or not. I know they got a crowbar because that's what they broke in the windows with.
Quite
you
not.
Can see where they entered in?
Yes.
So they might slip out the same way, or can
Good
you see
neighbor.
The front of the house?
I can't see the front. I can go out the front, but if I go out the front, I'm bringing my
what,
shotgun
not?
With me, I swear to God.
No, no.
I am not going to let them get away with it. I can't take a chance on getting killed over this, okay?
No.
I'm going to shoot. I'm going to shoot.
Stay inside the house and don't go out there, okay?
That's 911 guy.
Yes.
Got officers coming out there. I don't want you to go outside that house, and I don't want you to have that gun in your hand when those officers are poking around over there. Okay?
I understand that, but I have a right to protect myself, too, sir, and
yes,
you understand
you
that.
Yes,
and the laws have been changed in this country since September the 1st, and you know it, and
kill.
I know it.
He does. He wants
I have
to
a right
kill.
To protect myself.
You listen to him.
I'm right there
and a shotgun is a legal weapon. It's not an illegal weapon.
No, it's not.
He's coming out the window right now. I got to go, buddy. I'm sorry, but he's coming out the window.
Don't.
This ain't right, buddy.
You're going to get yourself shot if you go outside that house with a gun.
You want to make a
what
bet?
You think. Okay, stay in the house.
They're getting away.
That's all right. Property's not worth killing someone over.
They got a bag of loot.
Which way are they going?
Yeah, I'm going outside. I'll find out.
No, I don't want you going outside, Mr. Horn.
Well, here it goes, buddy. You hear the shotgun clicking, and I'm going.
Jesus. I'm going to get on your record.
Move. You're dead.
Whoa. How did the date end?
Yeah, my God, do we have closure?
I'm glad you asked.
Thank God.
He calls 911. back.
Okay.
911 Pasadena.
Get the law over here quick. One of them's in the front yard over there. He's down. The other one's run down the street.
Where
I
are
had
you?
No choice. They came in the front yard with me, man.
Where
I
are
had
you?
No choice. Get somebody over here quick, man.
All right, Mr. Horn, are you out there right now?
No, I am inside the house. I went back in the house, man. They come right in my yard. I didn't know what the shit they was going to do. I
did
shot
you
them, okay?
Shoot somebody, Mr. Horn?
Yes, I did. The
where are you
here
right now?
I'm inside the house.
You're inside 7418.
The police are out here right now.
Mr. Horn, put that gun down before you shoot an officer of mine. I've got several officers out there without uniforms on.
I am in the front yard right now.
Put that gun down. There's officers out there without uniforms on. Do not shoot anybody else. Do you understand me?
I understand.
I've got police officers out there that
I
do not have
I am right out in the front yard waving my hand right now.
You don't have a gun with you, do you?
No.
Right. You see right. A uniformed officer? Okay, lay down on the ground and don't do nothing else.
Don't do nothing.
Lay down on the ground, Mr. Horn. Do what the officers tell you to do right now.
That's classic.
That is fantastic.
Wow. Everything is bigger in Texas.
Oh, my God. Hey, isn't everybody saying the same thing right now? Good neighbor?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
That was a crazy 911 take.
Oh, my God.
Did I lie?
Oh, that is classic.
Exactly as you label it, Rob.
Wow.
That's an insane 911 call.
Uh-huh.
61-year-old Joe Horn.
Yeah. Is it too long to play again?
Yes. Don and Mike, hello. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, listen, while you're in hiatus with the whole writer's strike, try this show, Supernatural. Have you watched it?
What the hell is that?
Is it on one of, National Geographic, History, Discovery, that kind of thing?
No. It's like X-Files, only with hotter guys.
Is that the one on Impossible? There's no one hotter than David Duchovny.
The guys were there.
Oh, my God, yes, there is.
What network?
CW. Sorry.
The CW.
A young network, but...
On CW.
Mm-hmm.
CW.
That's like saying you have a radio show on Westwood One.
See, Don, it's part CBS, part Warner Brothers.
I'm going CW. Out in the front yard with my shotgun if I have to watch that show.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
All right. I was just calling. I'm from Pasadena. I listen to you guys off of the internet.
All right, thanks.
I wanted to comment on the tape that you're playing right now.
Joe Horn, the great Joe Horn from Texas?
Correct.
What about him?
He's crying. He was a big shot before, but now he's crying because he knows what he's done.
Did he kill the guy?
He killed two of them.
Oh, wow. So you got a follow-up on this.
That's correct. Both of them were dead at the scene, and he was taken into custody, and now he's crying. He realizes what he's done, and he's crying like a big old baby.
Oh, wowzy. Did you see this on the news or what? Because I've not heard anything about this cat until Rob brought us the tape a second ago.
No, I saw it on the news because it was right down the road from my house.
Hold on. Where did you say you're calling from?
Pasadena.
Pasadena.
Texas?
Yes.
That's where Gillies is.
That is, it used to be, correct. Uh-huh.
Well, when someone says Pasadena,
I think California, too.
Yeah. And then there's
that's
also
where you rode the mechanical bull.
At Gillies, right, in Houston, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Pasadena, Maryland.
Right.
All right, so you're on the internet, and you are from the greater Texas area. Where
I don't know how I knew that Gillies was in Pasadena, Texas, but it's a suburb of Houston.
That is correct.
Wowzy woozy.
And so the guy killed him.
That's correct. He killed both of them.
How long ago did this happen?
It was... I think it was Thursday.
Wow.
Is this guy, what's going to be the ramifications? I mean, the guy's going to go away for a long time or what?
Well, they're hashing that out right now because the law down here is if the neighbor asks someone to defend their property, then it's okay.
You can shoot them.
The neighbors are stating that they did not know this gentleman, but he's saying that he was afraid for his life.
Well, those neighbors should stand.
Neighbors suck.
In my humble opinion, it seems to me like this guy Joe Horn called the cops and said, there's someone breaking into my neighbor's house.
They had a crowbar and the whole nine yards. So, I mean, God, all the neighbors have to do is, he was watching out for us.
Didn't he say on the tape that they were coming onto his land?
Correct.
So were they shot on Joe Horn's land?
No. When they were on his land in the beginning before they got to the the neighbor's house.
I would imagine that 911 tape is very incriminating for the guy, too, because the dispatcher does tell him, do not go outside of the house. You know, we're sending officers there.
How far physically from Joe Horn do you live?
About 6 blocks.
Wow. What's the sentiment of the community? I can only imagine everybody's really good.
Why don't you go down there with your cell phone?
Everybody is behind them.
Go down there with your cell phone and see if he wants to come on our show.
Could you go down there? Do you know the guy?
I don't know him personally, no.
I'm not sure I'd want to walk on his land.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, well, but it might, it'd be a daring feat.
Down there, so in Texas, he's being looked at as a hero?
In the local area, Houston area, yes.
Is he being vilified anywhere?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
Do you think there's any chance that he could take out Tom Brady?
One could only hope.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, bud.
Thanks for the call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Pasadena, Texas, checking in.
Texas Justice.
Joe,
it's a fine program. Fine television.
Is that even still on anymore?
I just always like the name of the show, Texas Justice.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, my God, we are late. It's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, hi there.
Hey, I listen to that thing probably 7 times a day, and all I got to say is if there's a neighborhood watch, I hope he's on my watch.
Amen.
Yeah, tough to argue with
what
that
not?
One.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Gotcha. Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Uh-huh.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Stand by there, Ringo. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.